Welcome to the Trending Show. Now here is your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Yes, indeed, this is the Trending Show, brought to you by Cobra Electronics. With each podcast, you can expect a rundown of what was recently trending on the internet. For example, on Monday, March 24th, X-Men Days of Future Past was trending. That is the upcoming installment in the mutant movie franchise that began all the way back in the year 2000. Days of Future Past won't hit the big screen until May, but it was trending because a new trailer hit the internet and featured cool new footage that had not been previously shown. Iceman's finally busting out his ice slide in this one. Yeah! See, I prefer that sort of stuff to the Washington mudslide, which happened over the weekend and continued to trend even as hope dwindled that more survivors would be found. The small town of Oso was hit with an incredible landslide as an entire hillside gave way, and dozens of fatalities have been confirmed. These natural disaster stories are the worst. And I only have so many earthquake and typhoon jokes, you know? Plus, I wonder how many of our listeners remember they were World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions. Judge Joe Brown was arrested Monday, charged with 5 counts of contempt of court in Tennessee. According to reports, he was shouting during a child support case and spent the rest of the week in jail. On Tuesday, Fox News reported that Judge Joe Brown, who is not a judge but played one on TV, could not be reached for comment. Well, of course not, Fox News. Didn't you read the article you just wrote? He's in jail right now. You don't have press conferences there, as I understand it. Come on. The top story on Monday, though, was more sad news. The passing of David Brocky, who had fronted the satirical thrash metal band GWAR for the last 30 years. GWAR, Richmond, Virginia's finest export, fully indulged in the metal lifestyle they also poked fun at, and their concerts can best be described as deafening, offensive spectacles soaked in fake blood. They often explored themes considered socially taboo, lampooned current politics, and they did it all dressed as alien monsters that played loudly and spewed obscenities. It's too bad Brocky had to die for me to read up on GWAR, because they kind of sound like the best thing ever. The band's future is in doubt, as all the founding members are now gone. No foul play is suspected in Brocky's death. He was 50. This week's Trending Show is made possible thanks to Cobra Electronics. Now, Tuesday's top trend was Gwyneth Paltrow. You know, Pepper Potts. Gwyneth was searched up 500,000 times on Tuesday as she confirmed that her marriage to Coldplay frontman, what's-his-name, was uncoupling. She was met with a long standing ovation for remaining with him despite the 2008 album Prospects March. The 41-year-old actress has more money than the sovereign nations Montserrat and Micronesia combined. I did double check to make sure Micronesia really is a country. It's northeast of New Guinea, kind of like where I imagine Oceanic 815 went down. 200,000 people took to Google Tuesday upon hearing that Jeff Gordon is gay. Jeff Gordon drives in an oval for money. But this was a hoax perpetrated by the site Empire Sports that people believed to be true. The fake article is full of gems. This one was my favorite. This new couple has sparked a firestorm in the southern states where the rednecks tend to live. A big trend on Tuesday was How I Met Your Mother, which is somehow still going on. Oh, it was trending because it's almost over. I'm pretty sure that show is why the rest of the world hates us, and also why I hate us. 50,000 people searched up Maria Menounos. Okay, I'm calling the pronunciation rule on this story. A clown has been terrorizing Staten Island, and I just want to say again that a clown has been terrorizing Staten Island. It is unknown if this is some kind of publicity stunt, as the first 4 people to take to social media claiming to have encountered this clown have all ties to the same production house, which happens to make horror films. Or if this is in fact the world's 3rd supervillain. The first, as you know, is Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un, and the second being the thankfully dead Fred Phelps of the Westboro Baptist Church. I would be remiss if I did not mention our great show sponsors, Cobra Electronics. This week, over on Cobra.com, the Cobra Airwave is being offered at 40% off. Pair your smart device with the Airwave, and it serves as a wireless bridge to older home or car stereo systems. You know, the ones not really equipped for your iPod or iPad. It's ingenious. And for a limited time only, it's just $29.95. Get over to Cobra.com as fast as your fingers can get you there, Trendies. On Thursday, people turned up in droves as the president of Taco Bell, Brian Nickel, took to answering customer questions on Reddit. More than 200,000 people were searching for what was said as Taco Bell revealed its expansion to include a breakfast menu. Nickel said, "Today is the biggest launch in Taco Bell history as we bring breakfast to America." One Canuck, who was allowed limited access to Reddit, meekly asked, "When is this coming to Canada?" To which Nickel replied, "When you take Justin Bieber back." I've been following the top trending internet stories on a week-to-week basis for what feels like decades now. And here is something I can tell you about this story. Justin Bieber trends at least twice a week, no matter what. He could cause an international incident or just forget to feed his pet goldfish, and that kid is going to trend at a certain level, without fail. Taco Bell, on the other hand, has not trended since violating health codes in Florida and being the source of local outrage. That might have been a year ago. So, my quacking sense, which usually only tingles when danger is near or I have had too much coffee, leads me to think this story trended because the soundbite-worthy excerpt that sites picked up on was the Justin Bieber quote, and they used that as clickbait to drive traffic. Because Taco Bell serving waffles does not otherwise become the top trending story of any day. Trending under this story was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, as the first trailer for the new movie hit, giving the world its first look at the reimagined Turtles. Michael Bay is overseeing this new film, which comes to theaters on August 8th, and, given the raw dog treatment he's given the Transformers, should be cause for concern. The new trailer is being watched at a pace of 4.5 million views per day right now. And you can't pin all of that on Megan Fox, who you would think by now would know better than to make films with Michael Bay. Maybe she's just doing it for the paycheck. Based on the shot where you see Leonardo and Megan Fox in the frame together, the turtles seem to be 7 feet tall. There have been numerous incarnations of the turtles that seem kind of cute, like the animated series currently doing bonker numbers for Nickelodeon. This does not seem to be one of those incarnations of the turtles. In fact, it is a lot like those analogy problems on the verbal section of the SATs, like this. What Gen 1 Transformers are to Transformers Dark of the Moon, the Ninja Turtles you recall from your youth are to this new thing coming out in August. Pretty much to a T. Zac Efron, that adorable hunk whose 15 minutes may be up before this episode of The Trending Show wraps, trended on Thursday after being attacked in Los Angeles. This story had a very misleading headline, especially if you are as up on your 80s hair bands as I am. Zac Efron's Skid Row attack. See? Jim, this is where you need to drop in a clip of Youth Gone Wild by Skid Row. Like, right there. We're not doing those anymore? Well, Skid Row did not attack Zac Efron, but rather, Zac and his bodyguard were attacked when they ran out of gas in a dangerous part of Los Angeles called Skid Row. What a letdown! I was imagining this beatdown by dudes in leather pants, and then Striper would run in to make the save at the last minute. Well, here's everything you need to know about celebrity in the United States, Trendies. During the attack, Zac was punched in the mouth. Zac's bodyguard was stabbed in the stomach, chest, and face with a spear. The article on HollywoodLife.com concludes, quote, "The important thing is that Zac is safe," end quote. Yes, HollywoodLife.com, home of mature, compassionate coverage of the day's most nuanced and complex stories, delivered in real time to you, and written at a sixth grade reading level. I'd like to thank Cobra Electronics for making The Trending Show possible. Friday was very slow. Only two stories trended ahead of the pack, one about gangster DeSean Jackson. Jackson, who played alongside Don Henley and Glenn Frey for the last 5 years, got into a knuckle duster with my uncle, Mike Hammer, while he was supposed to be at a meeting about rugby. And Noah trended for the first time in about 2,500 years as the feature film, which fictionalizes a story that is most likely already fictitious, arrived in theaters to be trounced by the Muppets. The story of Noah is believed by scholars to be an adaptation of the flood story in the Epic of Gilgamesh from 2500 BC, In fact, very few details were even changed in the adaptation, and the Noah story matches the older tale in an uncanny number of ways. Although it is possible that back then, world-destroying floods happened every few months. Totally possible. Russell Crowe, the handsome leading man, is joined by the beautiful Jennifer Connelly and the lovely Emma Watson to round out a cast that is no doubt far more attractive than anyone back then really was. I don't even want to know what people were like before nail clippers were invented. Oh, I almost forgot to thank show sponsor Cobra Electronics. Thank you, Cobra. There has been a dearth of new five-star reviews to bolster my flagging self-esteem, trendies. Won't you please take to iTunes, either on your internet device or someone else's, and leave me a 5-star review? 4-star reviews hurt my feelings. Clayton Morris is back, so a new Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe will be made this week, and then I will return in the month of April with a new trending show, or maybe 4, just for you. But until then, adios, amigos.